Friend of Friend. Peace in My Heart by Carol F. McConkie, First Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. When I was 8, I saw the prophet, President David O. McKay. He came to dedicate a new church building in Palmyra, New York, USA. My family went to the dedication. A lot of other people came too. We were all excited to see the prophet. I was pretty small, so it was hard for me to see around all the people, but I could still feel President McKay's love. For just a minute, I saw his white hair and his kind face. I thought, this is what a prophet of God looks like. I had read about prophets in the scriptures, but this was my first time seeing a prophet or any general authority in person. I realized that prophets are real people, and they love us. I'll always remember the love and peace I felt that day. When I was 11, I had another experience that helped me feel peace in my heart. State conference was coming up, and I got to sing in the state choir. I was so excited. I wore a pretty white shirt, and I felt so special. The song we sang had the words from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Those words really touched my heart, and I've remembered them ever since. When I sang those words, I knew they were true. I felt the Holy Ghost tell me that following Jesus Christ helps us feel peace. Since then, whenever I have challenges, this scripture comes to my mind and gives me peace. The truth I learned when I was young has blessed my whole life. End of the article, Peace in My Heart, by Carol F. McConkie, First Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency, read by Jane Wise.